Welcome to the About Sex podcast. I'm Josh, and with me is
Angela Skirtu, sex therapist and licensed marriage therapist.
This is the About Sex podcast, where we discuss...
Monkeys!
No! We discuss sex and all the things around it in relationships.
Monkeys have sex.
Oh, I saw it the other day at the zoo, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Like, I took our daughter, Olivia, to the zoo, and there were two... They weren't monkeys, they were chimpanzees, and... One of them was holding the other from behind, and they were walking together, kind of like they were four-legged. And my father was there with us, and he said, "Oh, look, they're hugging." I'm like, "They're not hugging. He's mounting.
They're banging."
Yeah, exactly. But we're not talking about monkeys.
Yeah,
today.
We actually aren't talking about monkeys. That was just a bunny trail.
I like bunnies too. Those are fun.
Yeah, bunnies anyway. Have sex as well.
But our actual topic today is erectile dysfunction, including premature ejaculation. So that's a pretty big topic. So we may not cover everything. So
we'll cover a lot.
Why don't you cover the different... So this is more on the male side we're talking about, right? Okay. So
all about men.
It's all about the fellas today. Ladies can still learn because they...
Yeah, because sometimes ladies are having sex with men with these challenges.
And probably men won't listen to this as much. So they can force their guy to listen, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway... Erectile dysfunction. What are the different types of dysfunction?
Okay, well, so there are a few. There are situational erectile dysfunctions. So basically...
Well, let's define what the dysfunctions are. So is it like you can't get it up, or is it like...
Yeah, like erectile dysfunction. Some men can't even get an erection.
You can't get an erection.
And
so that's one.
Other men are having erectile dysfunction that's during their sexual episode. Mm-hmm. So they'll be able to initially get an erection, but then they'll find themselves... like the erection coming and going more than they would like it to.
Right.
So I want to make it clear. It's pretty common for men to, like, you know, if
erection.
You're having sex for a while, like, you can kind of lose erections if you're not focused
so, like,
on it.
After 2 hours, it might be a little Timmy might need a break.
Yeah, it's we call it like half cocked. You can sometimes be a little bit more stimulated and a little less stimulated.
You got to be careful when you're half cocked, because if you're doing insertion and it gets pushed the wrong way, it can bend and... You can break your penis.
Well, there's a lot you're doing with sex, right? So, like, there can be foreplay, and if you're focused a little more on the female and you're not really getting any stimulation, then you might lose your erection a little bit. And some of that is just normal. That's not necessarily, like, a dysfunction. It's it's when you feel like you cannot maintain your erection for most of the sexual experience most of the time.
Right.
And that's when men are like, oh, I need to get the Viagra or the Cialis.
Yeah. Exactly.
Which, that is one treatment. I'm not against medical treatments, because sometimes those medicines are great for erectile dysfunction.
So let's go over the other types. There are, so we covered can't get an erection, or you lose the erection, or there's something called delayed ejaculation.
Yeah.
Explain what that is real quick.
Well, delayed ejaculation is where you kind of hit that plateau, but you can't quite hit the peak. And no matter what you try, no matter how much you're stimulating, you're just not getting any ejaculation.
You're standing near the top of Mount Everest, but there's a big snowstorm coming in. Mm-hmm. So you're just sitting there very grumpy that you're not going to make it to the top.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they're different qualifiers.
And then your Sherpa
too.
Comes and he says he's going down. And then, you know, there's a whole big ordeal, an argument with your group. It's a risk of your life, you know.
Well,
but anyway.
So it's important for people to know the qualifiers. So there's situational and then there's lifelong. So situational is when it just seems to happen in one situation. Like, you can have situational erectile dysfunction, like if you're with one kind of person who just... I don't know. Like, it's been funny. So, like, the guy will have had great erections with his wife, but, like, maybe he's divorced and he starts a new relationship.
With a new partner.
And he's a little, it's like, it's nerve-wracking to start with a new partner if you've only had one partner for, years, you know?
Or if it's your first partner.
Or if it's your first partner,
so you might
too.
Have a little bit of, you know... you're new to it, so you're not sure what to do with your hands.
Yeah,
you're
I'm not sure where to put my hands, or I'm not sure how to press it, you know?
Yeah, you don't know. You don't know yet. You're still learning that.
So there can be situational erectile dysfunction, which isn't something that's happened chronically. It just kind of happened. Or, like, another one would be whiskey dick. That's a situational erectile dysfunction where you've drank too much and you're just having trouble keeping it up.
Alcohol does not help with it.
It numbs it. Yeah, alcohol is a numbing
agent. It's a depressant.
And it's a depressant.
Yeah.
There can definitely be situational ones, but there are lifelong ones, and lifelong is like men who really have struggled with it their entire life. They never, they're rarely able to get erections.
They have to force Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have to work hard to get...
They have to work hard to keep their erections. Mm-hmm. Or they have to work hard to get their ejaculation, and they never, ever, like, have had it easy for them.
And so does... are those all the types of erectile dysfunction, or does premature ejaculation fall into that?
Premature ejaculation is more of an orgasm disorder, not necessarily arousal. ED is considered an arousal disorder, you know, because you're trying to stay aroused.
Yeah.
Whereas premature ejaculation, and some people would call this the young man's disease, because it is common for younger men to have it, but it's not
really
only young men who have it.
There.
Yeah.
They're like super excited. They're like, oh, I can't wait. It's like you're, it's like when you're driving up to the candy store for the first time.
And you're like, oh my God.
And you're like, oh my God, I want to get all this. I want to get the bananas. I want to get the orange flavored. I want to get that and that. And then you fall down you hit the curb and fall down on the way in. These metaphors are getting deep, Angela.
These are really deep metaphors, yeah. Well, so for premature ejaculation, I think it's important to just let people know what's normal. Actually, the average guy lasts 5 minutes with penetrative sex to orgasm. That's the average guy, which means that, like, you know, there can be people who do longer and people who do shorter. Oh, so for it to really be considered a premature ejaculation, it has to be at around a minute or less.
Minute or less.
Yeah, because, like... So, like, they're ejaculating basically as soon as they enter or pretty soon thereafter.
Okay.
And, go on.
So, I think people don't understand what that is, or it just happens too early. So, what can you do for that one specifically?
Well, actually, for both of them, pelvic floor exercises are really important. Mm-hmm. When you learn to control that muscle system, then you can stop it before it happens.
So, explain the pelvic floor.
Okay. Well, we've explained this a lot,
sure,
but I always want to re-explain it.
Just a quick explanation of what a pelvic floor.
Quick explanation. It's all of those muscles in your groin area, even into your anus a little bit for the guys. And basically, you can find it by peeing. You stop the flow of urine. Whatever muscle system you use to stop that, that's your pelvic floor exercise muscles.
So you clench it?
You clench it. You don't, when you're exercising it, you don't actually use it. You don't actually do the pelvic floor muscles while you're peeing. That's just how you find it.
You get it all over if you try.
Well, and it's painful. It can cause, like, long-term, if you consistently are doing that, you can get, like, infections. So don't do that.
Right. So it's supposed to be done when you're not.
It's more just to explore. Oh, that's the muscle system.
So you do it when flaccid?
You can do it when flaccid or erect. Okay. Actually, some guys like that little trick. It's a little parlor trick where, when it's erect, they kind of move the penis.
You bounce it and it swings around.
Yeah,
like
you move it back and forth. Some guys kind of like doing that, but that's the same muscle system.
Some ladies like seeing that.
It's like point over there and they point to the closet or something.
Oh, yeah.
their penis.
Well, I didn't point at the closet, but I like to make it spin.
Like I said, it's a parlor trick. It's really fun to use, you know, during sex.
So pelvic floor muscle
exercises
help.
Yeah, basically you squeeze, release.
So what else can guys
do? Other things they can do for premature ejaculation is the stop-start technique, which is basically when you're masturbating, you get to the point right before your peak, stop it, and do something else. Like,
just stop.
Deep breathe. Don't orgasm. Like, stop the masturbation experience right before you pop, slow down your breathing.
When you notice
think about
you're starting
baseball.
To get to that point.
Yeah, you're getting
stop,
close to that point.
Pull
you stop,
off,
you pull back.
Let it rest a little.
Let it rest.
And I've heard there's also, you can put your thumb and finger on the base of the glands and push it together if you're really
I've
close.
I've heard of this, although I've had some guys who've tried it and it doesn't necessarily work for them.
So maybe
you can try
it. You can do that earlier, but if you're like right at the end, it's not going to work as much because you're just ready to pop.
Yeah, it depends on when you do it. And if you try it and it doesn't work, just try and stopping it. You know, practice stopping it when you masturbate.
Really, people, you just need to practice a lot.
That is the other thing that helps. So, like, this is the hard thing. Part of why some men are getting premature ejaculation or ED is they're not having sex enough. Or they're not stimulating the penis enough with
it
masturbation.
It needs to be worked out.
Yep. If you use it or lose it, right?
It
that's
is
the same.
Those are muscles down there. Uh-huh. Those are muscles that have to be exercised, and the best way to exercise them is sex.
Yeah, and the more they have sex, then the more they can kind of like...
That's why it's a young man's disease, because generally... They don't have
They call it a young man's disease, but
older,
not every young.
Not
it does happen for some men throughout their life. They can have situation or lifelong as well, right?
So some treatment is just masturbate some every day.
Is just use it often and have sex often, and over time you can kind of like get used to it and start to lengthen it to about 5 minutes or so.
You can better control those muscles. It's more of a conscious control of them instead of just whatever happens happens, you know?
And you can do that stop start technique with a woman as well, like, so you can have your partner, like, say she inserts, and then it's like, okay, you're already ready to go, so it's like, okay, stop, don't move think about baseball,
just leave it in,
like, focus on her, kiss her, do some oral sex, and then go back to insert.
Well, women don't have premature ejaculation, do they?
Heard that much, actually. I've never heard of a woman.
Normally
who,
women are not complaining about it taking too short.
No, because women take a little bit longer, but you know what, maybe there is. Maybe I don't know. There could be a woman who's having premature
those lucky
orgasm.
Ladies, because they can have multiples, so it's not a big deal probably.
Yeah, well, I don't know,
so maybe some will do it. It's probably not considered a problem.
There is something that women have that is when they can't stop orgasming, or they can't control when they orgasm, but a different thing.
Oh, I've heard of that. That's
it's actually almost like a pain disorder, because like, while it's not painful, it feels good. It's like a neurological problem where they're like sitting in an office and they feel like they need to orgasm, or they feel like they're wanting sex at that time, but like, you're in a meeting and you really can't do anything about it.
Right,
but that's like, another issue. We could maybe cover that.
Way
in a
off topic.
Episode.
So I heard for the men with premature ejaculation, another treatment would be to wear a condom. And generally, if you're dating, you want to wear a condom until you're with a single partner and you're you're safe.
You have some time to practice it. The other thing to do is just be a generous lover. So like. If it's a lifelong problem and you know that you're always going to be a little bit shorter, then learn to give a lot of oral sex. Learn to do a lot of foreplay. Learn to make it not about you.
Maybe start with a kiss?
Yeah, well, it's true. But I think one of the biggest problems that men will have with their women is that the women feel like they will avoid sex because they don't want to have the problem, or they will make it all about their orgasm and their erection and not about the woman. And so actually the worst thing you can do is make it all about you. Make it about her.
Right.
So if you are somebody who will struggle with this for the rest of your life, you can still have good sex.
Right. So like maybe for the guy who has that issue, instead of going right to penetrative sex, you know, you do more of like touching on the arms. You're giving her oral or manually, and she's rubbing your chest, other parts of your body involved, so that you're still feeling stimulated, but you're not going for the full Monty yet.
Yeah, and don't be so quick on the mark, right? So,
okay, so what are some treatments for the erectile dysfunction side?
Well, so one other thing that guys can do is to try to use a cock ring. What a cock ring does is it stays right at the base of the penis and it keeps the blood in the penis. And that's what you need for an erection, is to have all that blood right there in the penis. So that's really helpful.
Blood. There will definitely be blood.
Yep. There will be blood, right?
That's a good movie.
Yeah, well, that is something that helps some guys. Not every guy swears by that. Some guys are actually using penis pumps. You can get it as a medical device, like on your insurance. And if you're struggling to even get the erection, then you use a penis pump and it kind of... Yeah, it pulls it, it sucks it out, and it helps it to...
It's like a vacuum.
Yeah, it's like a vacuum and chamber. It sucks it up and makes it work for a while. But some guys are still struggling with that, too.
Yeah.
What they usually suggest if you're using the penis pump is to start by pumping the penis, and then you put a cock ring right on
to keep it in there.
To keep the blood flow in that penis.
But I heard with the cock ring that it's important not to have it on too long.
Yeah, 30 minutes is the top. You should stop after 30 minutes.
After that, you might have nerve damage.
Yeah, like if you restrict blood flow to any part of the body, it's dangerous.
Right.
You know?
So with the cock ring, you also don't want it to be too tight, or it could damage the penis as well.
Yeah, it's slightly tight. You can use a rubber one. Yeah. There are really cheap ones that are like jelly. I think they're called jelly O's.
So like raspberry jelly.
Yeah.
And
I think they're just called jelly cock rings, but basically they're very soft.
Mm-hmm.
Some guys want to put lubricant on them because it can pull on the pubic hair.
Sure.
So that's one that can really help. And there's also a couple books I like to refer my clients to reading.
Yeah.
One is called Coping with Erectile Dysfunction, and that's by Metz and McCarthy. And the other one is Coping with Premature Ejaculation, which also is by Metz and McCarthy. And they're both these thin little booklets that give you a chance to kind of learn a little bit about your penis, learn what's normal, learn what causes ED, what some of the challenges men experience when they're having this and treating it, but then it gives specific ideas for how you can treat it.
Yeah.
And then the biggest thing that helps is basically training men to stop anxiously worrying about their penis.
But we always worry about it. Like, how are you doing, little fella?
Well, it's hard because it's like a performance
That's
anxiety.
What she said.
Well, maybe it's not hard. That's
maybe
the point, right?
Hard, yeah. So some performance anxiety can be a part of you.
Yeah, and essentially it sounds like this in your head. Is it going to work? Is it going to work? Oh, are you working right now? Are you not working? Why is it not working? And it's
also, you could have some performance anxiety because there may be some relational problems.
Yeah, sure. You know, or like the way she responds when it happens.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Like,
yeah,
if you have a little ED and then she's like, oh, what are you doing?
Or they have a cry fest at that time. Or it's hard because I understand women take it personally. It's pretty common. They may feel like
they
it has to
them.
Do with, am I not beautiful? Do
but
you not love
clarify,
me?
Let's clarify, it has nothing to do with them.
Yeah, it often is a performance anxiety or a medical issue that does need to be considered.
Or stressors.
You know, or stressors.
And if you are having relationship problems and then that also starts happening, maybe go see a marriage therapist.
Or a
sex therapist like Angela Skirtu.
Yeah, but yeah, if you're having relational problems and you're fighting a lot, then if that happens, then that can be like even worse, right?
Yeah.
So that is a part of it, definitely. Like people need to work through any relational issues, and if there's a big response.
So how do you deal with performance anxiety? Like, how do you fix that?
So the big thing that I have guys working on is mindfulness, which is just trying to be more present in the sexual experience. What you need to do is focus on what's relaxing and focus on things that are turning you on. And really what mindfulness is trying to teach people is to focus on their senses.
Right.
So you
kind of think, okay, what do I see? And you list the things in your head, what you're seeing. You list what you smell. You list what you feel.
Yeah, what
you
you're
know,
tasting.
Pay attention to your touch.
You try
and
pay attention to it. Yeah. So like outside of sex, like mindful eating, for example, you'd be slowly tasting a burger. And like you'd taste the grease as it
falls. Oh, yeah,
because
people always slowly eat burgers.
Well, that's the point. Like people aren't always mindfully eating. Sometimes people are emotion eating and just shoveling food down their mouth. And they don't even really taste it fully.
Yeah.
And so to practice even doing it with eating, you would slow down. You would take the bite. And you would let it swish around in your mouth and you'd taste, oh, okay, there's the cheese, there's the burger, there's the bacon. Oh, there's bacon on here.
So on the sexual side, you're like, oh, there's the boob, there's the vagina,
you
there's
pay
her
attention
leg.
To what you're seeing. You pay attention to the curves.
You look at her face her beautiful eyes.
Oh, yeah. Look at those great breasts, you know. Or, you know, if you're a guy, you know, look at his hips, you know, because guys can like guys too. There's people of all walks of life, right?
Or you're saying, oh, look at that beautiful donkey.
No. So that's visual, but also hearing. So pay attention to breathing. People will slow down their breath and try to sync it with the other person's breath. That can be really soothing and relaxing.
But don't hold your breath.
Don't hold your breath.
Or you'll probably pass
it's
out.
Like, but like, pay attention to the breathing, like the sounds that are being made in sex. That's what people listen to and pay attention to.
Like, you know, caca, caca.
No, but the slapping of things against each other. Josh is always making elephant noises. I don't know where that comes into play with the human sexual response, but you never know.
You
but
never
like
know.
The slapping of things, that's the sound you can listen to. The breathing, the you know, the
Sounds. Yeah, her moaning and stuff.
The moaning, things like that. So that's hearing for sensations.
The problem is when you are having ED, a lot of those things aren't happening. So
yeah,
you gotta,
and that's the other thing is couples need to slow down and focus a little more on the foreplay. There
is
something called sensate focus that you have them practice, which is like a sensual touch massage exercise.
So when you're talking about the guys who would maybe lose it halfway through sex, you would say, take a moment to focus on her a little.
And you could focus on giving her oral sex at that time.
Let it just sit for a bit. Maybe he needs a break.
Yeah,
maybe he's
tired. He's tuckered out.
It's been like 45 minutes. Give the man a break.
All right, you know, get him focused on other things. Touch, like, so one thing Sensate Focus tries to get people to do is touch for your own pleasure, not just touching to try and make the other person feel good. So like when you're touching your partner, feel what it feels like on your hands to like touch the breasts or to cup the butt, you know, and like pay attention to what is turning you on physically and sensations.
Oh, yeah. Like grabbing the butt.
Yeah. Butts are beautiful, right?
Oh, yeah. Ladies, we like a good butt.
Yeah, so touch the butt and like notice how it feels just to cup a butt in your hand.
So now you sound like a guy. Just touch it.
Well, I'm trying to get people to be mindful because that's really what it is. It's get out of that anxiety thought and refocus your attention on what's sexy, what's feeling good, and really just be present in the moment. And the more you can practice doing that, then the more the sexual experience is good, regardless of if you keep the erection, regardless if you have an orgasm.
But the reality is everybody's different. So there can be many different causes of it. And you can be having multiple of these problems that we're talking about. So it's important for you to deal with it and try to, you can read those books she talked about.
You can get an assessment.
You could call Angela Skirtu over at www.therapistinst.com. And her office is in Baldwin, Missouri.
Yep.
And as always, our podcast is at www.aboutsexpodcast.com, or you can find us on iTunes or the Google Play Store.
So please like and subscribe share if you find this helpful, but be careful about listening at work because most of the time we're not safe for work. Unless you're wearing headphones, of course.
Oh, yeah, then you're always safe for work.
So thank you for joining us tonight.
Yeah, thank you for listening and have a good night.